Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ordained Chaplains podcast, number 34. My name is Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light University, president of Gospel Light Society University, and this is the work of the Chaplain podcast. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help those who are interested in serving others through chaplaincy, pastoring, coaching, and counseling to learn the basics of this calling and profession. Our work of the chaplain passage for this episode is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 3, which says, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing." Our work of the chaplain quote for this episode is from Hosea Ballow. He said, "Never let your zeal outrun your charity. The former is but human, the latter is divine." In this podcast, we are going through the fine book, The Work of the Chaplain, by Naomi K. Paget and Janet R. McCormick. Our topic today is Healthcare Chaplaincy, Part 2, Training and Placement Options. Hospital settings often require extensive education and experience, as well as denominational endorsement for chaplaincy credentialing and employment. In contrast, hospice, elder care, and other outside hospital walls chaplaincies are not yet as structured and regulated. Education and credentialing criteria, education and credentialing criteria for chaplains in those areas may not be as formalized. The prudent chaplain applicant will ascertain the specific requirements from his or her endorsing body and the desired employing agency as early as possible. Healthcare chaplains can serve in full-time, part-time, or pro-renata or PRN positions, meaning they are contracted on-call staff members who respond as needed. Other chaplain positions in the healthcare setting include staff chaplains, spiritual care department chairs, and specially trained and accredited clinical pastoral education CPE supervisors who oversee both CPE intern trainees and CPE supervisors in training, each of which is described briefly below. PRN chaplains. Because these on-call part-time positions usually require a minimum of just one CPE unit, 400 hours of clinical training, they are open to seminarians or partially trained local clergy. This includes individuals from underrepresented populations such as Roman Catholic priests, Jewish rabbis, or Islamic imams, or ethnic minorities. PRN chaplaincy is also well suited for fully trained and certified chaplains who desire flexibility, or for retirees wanting to continue ministering on a part-time basis. Then the staff chaplain. This position in a hospital setting typically requires many of the same minimum requirements demanded of military chaplains: a theological seminary education, ordination, and endorsement. Unlike in the military, there is no age or specific physical fitness requirement, but most institutions will require a minimum of 4 CPE units, 1,600 hours, or 1 year residency. Another common requirement is that staff chaplains be board certified under the auspices of the Association of Professional Chaplains, APC, the Association of Professional Chaplains, the APC. Although an institution may accept a candidate on probation if he or she is eligible for board certification, this certification amounts to the standard chaplaincy employment credentials, 2 to 5 years experience as a chaplain beyond internship training, and a committee interview and recommendation to APC by a group of board certified chaplains at the state level. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries, his coming and we live, we will continue learning about the work of the chaplain in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help us to be the servants, the ministers, the caring Christians that you want us to be for those who are going through a crisis and who need spiritual care. Grant us your grace, the power of your Holy Spirit, to be the shining lights and witnesses that you want us to be for your glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. And now, beloved, if you have come across this podcast by chance and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from sin and from the punishment of sin, which is hell, even today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, God's commandments. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That includes you and me and the Pope and everybody else. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. It's called death and eternal hell. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell if you have never trusted Christ as Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean and hateful and cruel and wicked people, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and all idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with Him. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and He will. You have God's word on it. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Trust Christ today as your Savior. I guarantee you that if you pray to Him right now, He will save your soul. Follow me in this prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I've done wrong in my life and that I have broken your commandments and that I deserve hell, eternal hell. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. Have mercy and grace upon me. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I believe that He died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, and for His sake, amen. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind these reasons. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind what you've learned in this lesson. Use it for the glory of God and to help others along this road called life, for the glory of God.